This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to the program.
What is this?
What do you mean, what is this?
It's the boys from Tejas. ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah. I got to get paid.
25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir. You know I got to get paid.
Every once in a while, those very attractive fellas can throw down the groove.
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's now time for us to take a look at some behavior of others so that we can walk with our heads high and feel good about ourselves. We immediately jump into, well, California. 22-year-old Shauna Lynn Palmer of Riverside, California, was working as a clerk at a furniture store in March when she fractured a toe on her left foot. She filed a workers' compensation claim, of course, and has been getting disability ever since. Yes, because when you stub your toe, you need to get paid. And she might have gotten away with this scam and the fraud if she had just resisted entering the Miss Toyota Long Beach Grand Prix beauty pageant. It was about a month after her foot injury, and in the pageant, she was walking around, that's right, in stilettos. California Department of Insurance Fraud found out Shauna was in the pageant and watched a YouTube video of her in heels several times, of course, completely for investigative purposes.
Sure.
Not the orthopedic shoe and crutches the doctors had prescribed and that she had shown up in court for. Anyway, she was arrested on Friday, felony counts of defrauding an insurance company. She's facing up to a year in jail and $24,000 in restitutions. And to add insult to injury, did not win the pageant. She didn't even place in the top three.
I'll bet she'll have a better chance winning the pageant in prison.
Hey, Wanda.
By the way, are you watching Orange is the New Black?
No.
The hot prison show that's on now on Netflix?
Are you saying I should?
Well, I'm told it's very good. I haven't seen it, but I'm told it's very good.
Nah, I'm skipping that. A 20-year-old woman in Seattle called 911 from a gas station on Saturday afternoon because a 21-year-old man, apparently, was following her and would not leave her alone. That can be a very scary situation. But when the cops got there, they found out she admitted one little tiny key detail in the story when she called 911. The reason the guy would not stop following her, she had stolen his cell phone. He was on a bus listening to music on his phone when the music suddenly stopped. He looked up and saw the woman had taken his phone, and she and a friend got off the bus. He chased after them. The woman said she didn't take the phone, but the police saw a bulge in her pocket, which turned out to be the phone, and a few grams of crack. She was arrested for robbery and drug possessiones.
Oh, goody. Mm. It's my favorite part of the show.
Sure.
A quick look at the news.
This is what we call the Where's Waldo of comedy. If you hear a joke that's actually funny, stand up and say booyah. Angelina Jolie is reportedly telling Brad Pitt he is forbidden from doing any love scenes with any other actresses. Which, I mean, seriously, it makes sense, because if there's anyone qualified to speak about the temptation to be unfaithful to a co-star, that's Angelina Jolie. Graceland is they're about to auction off some Elvis memorabilia sometime today.
Well, this is Elvis week.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Shark Week.
It's also Elvis week.
Ah, coincidence? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Some of the items are barely used and as good as new condition, I'm told. I'm not exactly sure what kind of stuff, maybe exercise equipment. Madonna's daughter, Lourdes, was caught on camera taking a hit from a joint at a beach in France.
That would be Lourdes, isn't it?
Whatever. This makes it the first time in years that Madonna and the word hit have been used in the same sentence. Close. I was close.
You're getting there.
A dog.
It wasn't quite booyah worthy, but it's getting there.
Maybe boo?
Yeah, okay.
What's up, boo? A dog has been elected mayor in Cormorant, Minnesota.
A dog?
A dog. Now, listen, don't be surprised. This is the same state that elected Jesse Ventura governor. So, there's that. A Massachusetts woman says she lost her job due to a peanut allergy. The ACLU was notified but says their hands are tied since companies are free to decide whether or not they want to hire nerds. Negative people make better employees. Did you know that? Of course you did. So next time you're at a job interview, mention how much you hate everyone and everything and watch your prospective employer's face light up with joy. Uh-huh. A Philadelphia restaurant is now serving a donut cheeseburger. Some people eat it for breakfast, others for lunch, but all have one thing in common.
Heart disease.
Diabetes.
Ah.
I got the diabetes. California Governor Jerry Brown may run for president in 2016. A majority of California residents support his campaign. I think. I really can't tell for sure. I don't speak Spanish.
Jerry Brown is thinking about running for president again?
Oh, yeah.
He ran for president back in the mid-70s.
There he goes. Why not?
I saw him make an appearance once.
Just once?
He didn't bring Linda Ronstadt with him, unfortunately.
What a shame. All right, please use all the information we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
Nothing catches a woman's eye like a U.S. postal worker. Rain, heat, and snow. Now there's a clothing line that will have the ladies and dogs chasing you for hours. Rain, heat, and snow. Our knee-high socks and pith helmets are guaranteed to drive them wild and cause random strangers to hand you mail. Rain, heat, and snow. Rain, heat, and snow. The new clothing line from the U.S. Postal Service. Available at stamp machines everywhere.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.